95.7 Ben FM Philadelphia presents Her Story, hosted by Kathy Romano. Her Story is a weekly tribute to women making a major difference in the lives of others by telling her story.
95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Today's guest is currently serving as the District 3 Director of the North Atlantic Region of Soroptimist International of the Americas. It's a global organization that improves the lives of women and girls through social and economic empowerment. Patricia Hall Yingling is here today to explain what this organization does. Patricia, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
So explain to me what Soroptimist is.
Soroptimist is an international organization, as you said, that improves the lives of women and girls. And we do this through programs leading to economic empowerment, social empowerment. And we do this through our DREAMS programs.
And what's the DREAMS programs?
Our DREAMS programs are Live Your Dream and Dream It Big. There are two signature programs that we have. Live Your Dream is a program that we have that gives awards, education awards, for women who are the primary financial supporters of their family.
So the women are the primary supporters of the entire family?
The women are the primary supporters of the family, yes. And the money goes toward their education costs when they're going to school, towards school tuition.
Oh, wow.
It goes toward child care. It goes for transportation if they need that. And these are awards that all of our clubs give. Every club internationally gives this award. There are applications that they fill out. The clubs go through them. There's a judging process that's done. And then at club level, the women are awarded the financial award. And again, they can use it for books, towards tuition, childcare, whatever they need to help with their education.
How many women are awarded each year?
Thousands. Yes.
Wow.
Thousands.
What's your responsibility with the organization?
I am the District 3 director. I oversee what's known as District 3 in the North Atlantic region, which encompasses Philadelphia County, Chester County, Montgomery County, Lancaster County, Bucks County. I have 11 clubs that I oversee and support and visit and do everything I can to help them to succeed.
So you're all over the place.
I am.
How long have you been with the organization?
15 years.
How can people get involved if this is something that they want to support? Are you looking for volunteers, or how is it that people can get involved?
Every club is looking for volunteers and new members. And all you have to do is just reach out to a club and they'll invite you to a meeting and you go and you learn more about it and hopefully become a member.
Okay, so if you become a member, what does that mean?
If you are a member of Soroptimist, you are giving your volunteer time to fundraising, to attend meetings. And the meetings involve, you know, the general overseeing of how the club is run, planning for fundraisers, and we do many fundraisers. That's how we pay for our DREAMS programs.
Okay, so you are run, basically these fundraisers are very important for your organization.
Yes.
And I did check out the website, and you have a number of events that are coming up.
We do. Soroptimist of Phoenixville's Bingo is on Sunday, September 22nd. The doors open at 11 a.m. Bingo begins at 1. We have raffles. We have the original 20 games of bingo, which it's a designer bag bingo. Kate Spade, Coach, Michael Kors, you name it, they're there.
Everybody loves those.
And we have raffles that we also do. And raffles could be anything, baskets, bags. It just depends. We all donate and they get put together and we sell raffle tickets for them. We do a raffle card tree, which is gift cards that folks donate. We put it on a tree and we raffle that off. There's a surprise bag that we always raffle off. It's a lot of fun and a lot going on that day.
I see there's an event taking place in Doylestown.
Doylestown, yes. They are coming up on their 10-year anniversary, and they're holding their event on October 21st at 6:30 at the Bucks Club in Jamison, PA.
So if someone wants information about the organization, is the website the best place to direct them?
The international website I gave you is good, but for local clubs and for in our region specific, you'd want to go to www.soroptimistnar.org.
And that's Soroptimist.
Correct.
Can you touch on the Dream It Be It program a little bit?
Our Dream It Be It program is our career support for girls. It's a secondary school age girls that we work with. We give them support by working in small groups or through conference settings to provide them with the resources and information they need to be successful. We cover career opportunities, goal setting, and achieving those goals, overcoming obstacles, and moving forward after setbacks.
So what's the organization's main focus, or what do you guys touch on in order to help these women?
So our main focus, again, is our DREAMS programs, but we also raise awareness to end domestic violence and human trafficking. Our clubs work with local organizations such as MCAT, BCAT, DVCC, in an effort to end these atrocities against women and girls, of course. And we have billboards in Chester and Montgomery counties that advertise against domestic violence and human trafficking. And our region is also working with Support the Girls, which is an effort to end period poverty in our area. So we're collecting hygiene products to distribute throughout our region for that.
And where are you collecting that?
We are going to collect those at our spring conference 2020 that will be taking place in State College, PA. So in May of 2020.
I was talking to a friend recently, and there was a story on the news about human trafficking. And she goes, why is this even on the news? It doesn't happen here. And I was like, oh, what? I'm like, it does happen here. And it's odd that people don't know that.
It's happening everywhere. Happening in your backyard, literally. So many organizations are now being more public about it and advertising it and making sure. Think about like when you send your kids to school in the morning. Suppose they have to go and stand at a bus stop by themselves at 6 o'clock in the morning because, you know, schools start early. So these kids are at the bus stop. It's still dark. Anyone can pick up a child from
it's
a
so
bus
scary.
Stop. And who's going to be there to defend them? So it happens all the time. Young girls, teenage girls are lured in who may have some low self-esteem and someone pays them a little attention. They get lured in. They get trafficked. Boys, too. It happens to both genders.
So your organization is raising awareness about this. Is that helping the problem? Is bringing it to light, bringing it out and letting people like my friend who had no idea it happens in the United States, letting people like that know that it's going on right here in our backyard?
Yes, I believe it does. It's important to get the word out about human trafficking. It's unbelievable.
Can just anybody come to you if they need help? Any of these girls who are in a situation that where they might be needing some assistance?
Any woman or girl can come for any type of assistance. If they know someone or if you know someone who's in need of help, absolutely direct them to us. But the school programs are set up through schools. The Dream It Be It program specifically is ran through school district.
Can you give the website one more time?
It is www.soroptimist.org or www.soroptimistnar.org.
Great. Patricia, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Melissa Page Peter is the founder and director of Mi Casita Preschool. The school is Philadelphia's first Spanish immersion preschool and was created because Melissa recognized the lack of bilingual programs for youth in the city. She's here today to share her story. Melissa, hi.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
I always wanted to be fluent in Spanish. I did take it in high school and then I took some classes in college as well. But then I never went and studied in Spain or, you know, any Spanish speaking country. So after college, it's like, that's, I know bien.
Right. It kind of drops off unless you're traveling over there. It's hard to keep up the language. So Mi Casita is really aiming to help students learn Spanish from a very young age so they will have a lifelong love of the language.
And obviously the earlier they learn it, the better.
Absolutely.
So my son, I've been trying to teach my son. He's 8 now. I put him in like a Spanish program through school and one of his babysitters speaks Spanish and he's like, just not into it. He doesn't want to. He's kind of like, no, speak English to me. I'm like, no, let her speak Spanish. You know, and he's old enough now to like tell us what he wants.
I have a tip for that.
Oh, perfect. What is it?
So if you can think of something that he totally loves, one of his hobbies, is he into like a sport or?
Superheroes.
Okay, so superheroes. Find a show on Netflix or anything that's tied with superheroes and tie something that he actually loves to Spanish. So you could look on Netflix and maybe find like a superhero show and put it in Spanish for him.
Oh, that's a great
idea. So it's kind of dangling that carrot.
Okay. All right. All right. I love that tip. So let's go back to the preschool. Tell me about Mi Casita.
Mi Casita is a Spanish immersion preschool. That means that our entire day is in Spanish. So children who come here, they may or may not have Spanish at home. Many of our families are English speaking families, but by the time they leave, they are basically bilingual as a 5-year-old can be.
And we see this in other countries all the time where they're going to English schools, but we don't do it here.
It's much more rare here. When you're in different countries, oftentimes families are sending their kids into kindergarten and maybe their child already knows 2 or 3 languages. But that's just not the case in the United States. And I'm looking to change that.
Well, I love
it. Pure monolingualism.
Yeah, I love it. Were you bilingual as a child?
I began learning Spanish and being exposed to Spanish very young. I'm originally from Texas. My family would often travel to Mexico. So I made lots of amigos that I would speak Spanish with. And then in kindergarten, I began taking Spanish. I actually taught in the Philly school system prior to opening my school, and I noticed that Spanish or any language education doesn't normally start until high school, and that was just shocking to me. So I thought, I want to start this earlier and get children at least exposed to language so when they get to that high school level, they have some experience with it.
What's your schooling background?
I went to WashU and majored in Spanish. Then I worked for Telemundo afterwards for a little while, Spanish speaking.
What did you do for Telemundo?
I was in the marketing and sales department, but okay. It was super fun. And I got an MBA, and I also have an education in Spanish master's degree.
Okay. And so were you a teacher at some point?
I taught French and Spanish in high school Philly for about 5 years. So I have experience teaching high school students. Then I've combined all of my interest and gone down to the earlier grades.
Okay, so you gave me a tip on how to keep my son interested in possibly learning another language, but mm-hmm. you're doing this in the preschools. But what happens when they leave your school and then they go into kindergarten? Because a lot of schools don't have this as an option.
Right, that's really the million-dollar question. Of course, you can take after-school Spanish classes. That's one option. You can also advocate to your principal and really ask them to bring in a Spanish program. Oftentimes, they'll listen. More and more schools in Philadelphia are popping up and requesting language programs, so that's super helpful. For families that have gone to Mi Casita, many of them remain friends, and so the children can speak Spanish with each other. That social component is huge, and having friends that speak the language will help continue to nourish building the language development.
Why is it important for kids to be bilingual?
Well, we live in a very global society, and I think that the more you can connect with other cultures and other people, the more marketable you'll be and just a richer life experience you'll have.
My son went to a Montessori school, and they did a little bit of, some other languages, mm-hmm. but they were really big on the culture around the world, and they would learn about different countries, and his teacher was from India, so she brought, a lot of things from where she was from, and I just felt like the school was diverse, and he learned so much there and kind of started his life being open to all of this, which was great, but now it's like, now that he's in public school, not that I love the public school, but now it just seems like it's like very, here's the curriculum, this is what we learn. And I do understand that, but I would love to get back into, like I said, just speaking another language, learning about other cultures. And keeping that going.
I absolutely agree. Mi Casita, I call it the United Nations of preschools because we get so many international families that may or may not be from a Spanish-speaking family, but we've had India, Germany, Switzerland, Africa, different places in Africa represented, South America, of course, represented at the school. And it really just gives a strong foundation for early learning and global acceptance of different cultures.
Where is the school?
I have not one, but 2 locations. I have 1 location in Fairmount in Philadelphia, and we're opening a 2nd location on the main line in Ardmore.
And when will that be open?
Ardmore is opening in January.
Are there different types of programs or classes?
We operate as a preschool and we do daycare hours. So we're open from 7:30 to 6 and you can choose your days. And then we're going to work on an after-school Spanish program for elementary school students as well.
And you said the entire day? The
whole day is in Spanish.
The whole day is in Spanish.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If we have an emergency, we'll speak in English or if there's something we need. But the whole day, all of our teachers are native Spanish speakers.
If somebody's interested in sending their child to your preschool, what's the best way for them to get information and to learn about your school?
Please contact us. Our website is micasitapreschool.com, and we will happily reach out and and have a conversation. We'll do a tour, we'll meet for coffee, whatever works for your busy schedule.
How many students per class?
Well, that all depends on the ratio, but generally it's about 10 to 12 students per class. But that really depends on the age of the child and the ratio. Legality issues.
Right. So you still go by those
rules. We go by the state rules. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And are you a teacher at the school?
I am not. I manage the directors and the teachers as well. But okay. I'm there. I have a presence.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming by. This is very interesting. And I'm glad that I could help you get the word out, because I think it is important for kids to be bilingual. And what better time to start than like right at the time when they're ready to speak?
ASAP 0 to 7 is the best time.
Melissa, thanks for coming by.
All right. Gracias.
De nada. If you'd like to find out more information about Melissa's school, Mi Casita, you can go to micasitapreschool.com. All of the information on her website. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.